In Focus today, remembering September 11th, 2001, and asking a question, is America safer? 4 years after Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda terrorist attacked New York and Washington, the United States remains engaged in a war on terror. VOA's Brent Hurd examines whether Americans are safer today than they were 4 years ago, and how future generations might come to view the September 11th anniversary.
In last year's national radio address marking the third anniversary of the September 11th attacks, President Bush assured Americans that pursuing the war on terror would make the country more secure.
The United States of America is determined to guard our homeland against future attacks. Our country is safer than we were 3 years ago, but we are not yet safe.
As Americans prepare to reflect on the fourth anniversary of the most devastating terrorist attack on U.S. soil, many continue to ask, are we safer? Security analyst Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution says close to home, yes.
I think on balance, we are safer against a 9/11-like spectacular attack. The ability of al-Qaeda to mount that kind of a major casualty attack probably has diminished. I think al-Qaeda is on the run in terms of its old vertical organizational capacity. In other words, the top leadership has been largely incapacitated, killed, incarcerated, or at a minimum put on the run.
University of Texas historian H.W. Brands agrees that the United States is safer for the simple reason that Americans are more alert of the dangers they face.
I think the major contributor to an increased level of safety is a general awareness on the part of the American people, on the part of government institutions. This increased level of vigilance probably makes it more difficult for terrorists to attack the United States than was the case 4 years ago.
But most analysts point out that the number of terrorist attacks around the globe has increased. Michael O'Hanlon says that while the United States may be safer, the rest of the world isn't.
It doesn't mean that we're winning the long-term war on terror, because, of course, we still have to fear large numbers of jihadists who seem to be as numerous as ever and as deadly as ever in other countries, where the truck bomb remains, for example, a frequent tool of use, not just Iraq, but Morocco, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Indonesia, elsewhere, and not to mention the London attacks this year and the Madrid attacks last year.
Mr. O'Hanlon says many of these bombings were carried out by al-Qaeda splinter organizations that have created a broad, nebulous terrorist movement. Most scholars say much of the world community initially supported the U.S.-led war on terror, sparked by the September 11th attacks. Ralph Hopi is a senior editor of Europe's most widely read political news magazine, Der Spiegel, and is co-author of the book Inside 9/11, What Really Happened. He says much of Europe backed the U.S.-led military campaign in Afghanistan that captured or killed much of the al-Qaeda leadership.
But the Iraq war had many other reasons besides 9/11. And I think people, especially Europeans, maybe they don't understand it fully, but they have a kind of feeling, well, the Iraq war was not only for 9/11.
Most scholars agree that international skepticism over the Iraq war strained relations between the United States and many countries, but they are divided over the impact it has had on American efforts in fighting the war on terror. Retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General William Odom is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute here in Washington. He says the war in Iraq has left the United States more vulnerable.
I think the United States is in the least safe position it's been in since World War II. As a result of President Bush's insistence on going to war in Iraq, our allies killed their relations with us, and that's continued ever since. The loss of allies threatens our entire Western international system, which the United States built up during the Cold War. Our basic system of generating wealth, of generating military power, of defending individual rights, of spreading constitutional government depend on those relationships.
General Odom says that without strong allies, the United States will not have the cooperation necessary to fight the war on terror. But the Brookings Institution's Michael O'Hanlon says that America has not lost its allies.
I think we need to avoid conflating disagreement the world's had over Iraq. I think countries are practical, and they cooperate. They know that they're facing a common threat. Most Western countries, most moderate Muslim countries, most other countries around the world, we have a common interest in opposing terror.
Mr. O'Hanlon says that common threat was brought to light on September 11th and has been reinforced by numerous terrorist attacks around the world since then. In 2002, President Bush declared the September 11th anniversary as Patriot Day, a day when the nation should remember and honor the thousands who perished in New York, Washington, and Pennsylvania. Historian H.W. Brands of the University of Texas says future generations may view September 11, 2001 as a major turning point for the United States.
It will be a day when Americans recognize that we live in a dangerous world and probably always will. It's worthwhile remembering that Pearl Harbor Day wasn't commemorated in any particular way until after the United States won the war against Japan. But there's nobody who's going to surrender in a war on terror. I just don't see the kind of commemoration because there's no way we can walk away from 9/11 feeling job well done, feeling that we've gotten back at those people who attacked us.
Professor H.W. Brands adds it will be difficult to ever claim victory in the war on terror. And most analysts agree that while Americans are more vigilant than they were before September 11th, the threat of more attacks, both at home and abroad, remain formidable. For Focus, I'm Brent Hurd.